Greetings again. This is Brother Reeve from back again to share an inspiration out of the wonderful Word of God. And this today I would like to share a verse with you out of Proverbs. And I'll have to admit I'm driving on the road, so I can't really look up the verse. I can't tell you where it's at, but I think it's in Proverbs 4, and it might be 23. But it says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." I would like to talk about keeping our heart. Now, one thing that I would like to say is just remembering years and years ago as a little boy, an older man speaking to me about his younger years, and this man was raised with Christian values. He might have been in a Baptist church, I'm not sure what, but he was raised with some Christian values. And as a young man, he decided, well, he's going to go to the horse races. And he knew that he shouldn't go there, but that's what he did. He went to the horse races, and he saw people betting, and he kind of got into it. And after a while, he decided to bet. So he bet on this certain horse to be winning, and he bet $200. Of course, this was probably back 60, 70 years ago, and $200 would be a more significant amount than what it is today, but he lost it. And the part I remember about it was him saying, as an older man, he was saying he was so glad that he lost it. Of course, back then, he was disappointed. But now, years and years later, looking back, he was so glad he didn't win it. Why? Because if he would have won, chances are that would have sucked him into doing it again and doing it again. And he was just so thankful that he didn't go on with that. He didn't ever do it again. So, it is good when we sin. Let me finish this. It's not good when we sin. But when we do sin, it is good if it bites us right away. Proverbs also, somewhere else, it says that because the transgressor isn't punished immediately, he is emboldened. And that is how it is. But many times when we sin, it does bite us quickly, and we can be glad for that. But what I would like to share, the main point today, would be to guard our hearts from experiencing pleasure in sin. We should guard from sin, period, for many reasons. We should fear the Lord. We should love the Lord. We should realize sin is going to take us to death and to hell if we don't repent. And we should just know inside and out that the sin business is the wrong business to be in. Stay away from it. But here's what I would like to help you see, and I've been meditating on it and blessed by, just to realize that whenever we commit sin, if we get any pleasure out of it, our hearts are going to be drawn to doing more of the same thing. So when you are tempted to do something wrong for the pleasure that is in it, stop and realize that the pleasure itself will just pull you in to deeper sin, into bondage. We don't want to sin if we get no pleasure out of it, if we get no joy from it, if we get no enjoyment, if it's not fun, if it doesn't feel good. But that's why we sin when we do, because we think we're going to experience something good, something that we would like to have. And perhaps that thing will give you pleasure. There is pleasure in sin for a season. Hebrews 11 speaks of Moses, the man of God, that that chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. So there is a season of pleasure, but beware of that season of pleasure. It will entice you into greater sin. Now remember, there are pleasures abundant forevermore in God and in godliness and in doing what is right. But when our hearts and minds are twisted in sin, we often can't see those pleasures. And we don't believe they're there, and we don't pursue them. How does the songwriter say? When we climb the hill of Zion, I wish I could get it now, something about 10,000 joys as we climb the hill to Zion, speaking of the pleasures in this life as we serve the Lord and as we get closer to Him and as we fellowship with Him. So remember, there is pleasure in sin, but beware, that pleasure will trap you, it will deceive you, it will make you want to do more, and it will drag you down, down, down. So, before you sin, realize this. Why are you sinning? Why do you want to? It's because of you believing that you will get enjoyment out of it in some form or another. Maybe you will. But even if you do, beware, that enjoyment is not worth it. So let's renounce all the hidden works of darkness. Let's turn away from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and pursue the pleasures that are in Him. They are far more abundant and far more lasting. The devil doesn't want us to know that, doesn't want us to believe that, but they are. And let's pursue them. May the Lord help us. May He bless us as we pursue Him. We don't have to fall into the idea that we should serve God for nothing. That's not how it works. When we serve God, God gives us of Himself, and He is good. He is love. He is all the things, the fruit of the Spirit mentioned in Galatians chapter 5. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. God is all those things. So when we are in Him, and He in us, we can experience those things. So don't feel like you should serve Him for nothing. That's not who God is. That's not how He operates. He is good. He is kind. He is benevolent, especially to those that love Him and are in Him. So pursue Him with all your heart, my friends. He will help you. He will guide you through. And He will give you many blessings in this life, but so much more in life eternal. May the Lord add His blessings.